Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hi, friends. Checking in on Selling Sunset.
I just have a quick story I wanted to tell you really fast.
I didn't like it.
Oh, I actually liked it, but I have a weird thought to that. Okay. So Tyler dug a little bit of a koi pond a year ago. I think I remember telling you, we went and bought fish. He put the fish in, all the fish died because he's an idiot. Yeah. I mean, I shouldn't say he's an idiot because whatever. I told him these fish were going to die when he put them in. They died. So we left the koi pond. There was a little bit of water in there. There must have been. I thought it was dried up. He goes over there to fill it up and get rid of it and cover it up with dirt. He pulls out a huge fish, goes in like a 12-foot fish goes into, not 12-foot, a 12-inch fish, a foot fish, a grown fish that was a little tiny goldfish had survived. We thought that this has been a year just living in this little tiny little speck of water, this tiny little thing of water. And it's like disgusting and dirty. My kid runs in, is like, "Dad found a fish outside. We're going to keep it. Is that okay?" Somehow Tyler has an old aquarium that he kept a lizard in before he even met me, traveling around with empty aquariums. We bring it in. Now we got this goldfish that's like this big in the house. So then as we're going to bed at night, the dogs start to bark and they're barking like crazy, like there's an intruder. Tyler gets up. Okay. He's like, "It's just a fish." And we look up. The fish is pretty much dead, like on its side, because it shouldn't have been in the aquarium. But Tyler thought he was going to just bring the fish and was going to live inside. So then Tyler's like, "So the dogs somehow are alerting us that this fish is dead, or just a coincidence, but they saved the fish." So Tyler gets the fish and he puts it back in the dirty koi pond water because he had left it there. Then the fish is alive in the morning. And now now we're going to be filling up this fish, but this fish is like the Terminator. It's lived all these different things. It's just unbelievable. And so there's like, even like little minnows. Somehow we're like, "Well, how can there be little minnows in this little dirt pond?" So that it's really small. And I didn't think anything was in. I'm like, how did we not see this gorgeous goldfish in the freaking thing? And
you're like that. I recently saw some article about the guy who like had a biodome on his own. Like he created a universe.
It's crazy.
That's you.
So now we are going to have this, hopefully, you know, but it's just really crazy. It's like the fish is like Jesus. It came from nothing. Mary Magdalene gave birth to this fish. I mean, it survived. It's been a year. And it's lived on its own. Just unbelievable.
Huh. Wow. So what now? It's still alive?
So now it's back there. We went and got 5 more goldfish and we got a little algae eater fish and we put them back there. And now we're going to fill it up and make it like a fish tank, a koi pond. But at first we thought we killed them all. He gave up and just wild. So.
Wow. All right.
What about that? My
universe.
Life. Yeah. I know.
So you liked it, huh? You liked the season?
I liked it. I guess I didn't hate it. It was very, imagine if Christine and Chelsea, that's the new girl's name, right?
Yes.
Imagine if they didn't look the way they looked and they were just two haggard moms talking.
That would
like
be hilarious.
Oh, well, this, I mean, all it is the same shit over and over and over. There's barely any scenes with Christine. They're really trying to scratch for something to go on.
It felt like to me, like there was no show. There was way less real estate, which I hated, even though like all the LA houses look the same. I appreciate that aspect of it, even if it's fake. Right. Like that. There was none of that. And then if you removed Christine, what is the show?
It's Mary and
Chriselle.
What is with Mary
as a boss was like a joke.
"I'm your boss, like, Christine. You better get it together." It was Christine's birthday or was it Mary's birthday? It was Christine's birthday. They're meeting up. What's Christine's life? Is she acting in all these scenes when she's talking about what these girls do? Because it doesn't seem like Christine would care.
It's acting 100%. She knows Christine understands the assignment. Walk in some crazy, ridiculous outfit, stir up shit, pretend to be offended. I mean, it did become like, I am not team like Christine is in the right here because she obviously talks shit about all these people.
It's nuts.
It just became this group of women who are just like so bitter. It feels so like they were like, Yeah, like bored mean girls who are like jealous of her success and are like being assholes. And then she acts like an asshole and they're like surprised. And it's like, but she is the asshole. You know, it just like, I don't know. It kind of feels like
they just have different personalities. Yeah.
It felt a little tired to me.
And is Christine mentally ill to, did she really offer someone $5,000 to not work with Emma? And she is that real? Fake. She said that's fake. Okay.
Yes.
But, and then she's coming out saying that there's a lot of storylines that are fake. We need to know which ones are those. I feel like she watched this season. She didn't know what the edit was going to be. It's obviously looks like she's getting kicked off the show and she doesn't show up for the reunion. What's the point of watching it? And mm-hmm. she doesn't. And so then a couple of days says she has COVID. Don't believe that. Then a couple of days later, she's filming a commercial with Melissa Gorga.
I saw. Yeah. I
don't think she comes back and she's pissed. She's throwing a hissy fit.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, her fashion is ridiculous, but it's great television. I mean, her and that Chelsea chick walking around is just amazing.
Watch it all day long. Great.
Could watch it all day. I could watch them walk around, the outfits they choose. Fantastic.
Chelsea is eye candy to the next degree. There's...
Dorian could not even stand listening to her. I don't know if anybody noticed this. A lot of people think her accent's fake and she's not British. He thought he couldn't even listen to her talk. Every time she started talking, he's like, fast forward, please fast forward. I can't listen to this.
I was hanging on every word. Just fascinated with her and what the truth is. Right. She's obviously an actress brought in.
Yes.
I mean, she's way too fabulous. What are the chances? What realtors look like this? Emma, with her, the way that she's got an empanada line. What planet? She hasn't.
I know. And like that developer with his dirty hair that always looked terrible. There's just an aspect to this show that I think they're missing the real estate part was a big part of why I liked the show. That's why I like Million Dollar Listing. That adds something to it, because otherwise you're just watching them in a set, which is a room that's supposed to be where they work, which who works like that?
It's
just
so talking. Fake. You know, the way that they come in those outfits.
I know. It's so dumb. It's obviously like filming. There's lights. That's not where they do work. He's taking fake phone calls. Like if it's going to be fake, at least give us some of the like real estate aspect. I don't know.
Right. You could fill that up. You don't need it to be so fake.
Exactly. And like you can tell there's real shit between these women, obviously.
Right.
Like they have like the core of them have worked together for a long time. And Chrishell like is getting a great edit, but I think like she's kind of a petty person too.
Oh, Chrishell's nuts. And with the perfect face and the smile, it seems also so sad at the same time. And
I kind of believe their relationship. Like it did seem like that part was real. And I think Amanza called it like early on when they were dating. She was like, oh, I've seen Jason like run through people. And I'm just like, I'm not sure about this. Like Jason, I kind of bought it.
What is wrong with him? If it's that hard to decide if you want a kid, these men, then don't have a freaking kid. I guess 100%. That's what he ended up not doing. But it just sounds so sad. But he might get to be 70 years old and not regret. And he's happy he opened up that Newport Beach office. Yeah. Who knows? It sounds really sad because as we have kids, we know no one would plan to have a kid. But I guess if you're not a mother and have a maternal instinct, I mean, people do plan to have kids, but you just have to jump in and like hope you like it. And you probably 99% you do. If not, you end up on Daily Mail. But it's crazy. He seems so cold. Those brothers seem their mother seems so nice and fun.
Yeah.
How did she raise such sociopaths? They seem like they would have murdered her in her sleep or they murdered each other. They are so weird. Their energy is so weird.
It is weird.
In the way that they communicate, that they hate each other. I get that they're twins and that whatever, but are they identical? Cause are they fraternal or are they identical?
No, they're identical.
They're identical, but they don't look super suit. Like you can tell them apart, but they're identical enough.
Kind of.
They're so creepy to me. And these women that get involved in the way that Chrishell's rubbing his head. And I understand not every man's going to be taller than their wife, but they're their girlfriend. It's just the way that she could tower over him. It just was odd to watch. I don't know. And her climbing through the dog door, you can't have a dog door. Then we've all watched Ocean's 11 where the guy can get into the safe and he crouches up and he can pop out. All it takes is one criminal to crawl through your doggy door. If Chrishell can do it, they can get a kid to do it and open up the door.
I just thought, like, God, she must be so skinny if she can fit through there.
Right. Like, but I bet you could fit through a doggy door.
I don't think so.
You know,
maybe.
But I just don't think that's safe. I don't understand how anyone in this day and age, and especially in L.A., when they're saying that people are getting broken into left and right, have a doggy door. That'd be the first. A doggy door is awesome for a dog, but all it takes is you pay a 15-year-old kid to go open it up. He's on the wrong side of the tracks and boom, he's opening up for some burglars.
Slip through the cracks like May and it's all over. You know what their style reminded me of this season? Was like Cher from Clueless, like a grown up version of Cher. Yes. Like they did a lot of like
brand Cher, the music, the singer.
Yes. Yeah. A mix of the two. Cher from Clueless and Cher from Real Life.
And Emma with this one client that they're going to bone. I don't want to watch. It takes away any credibility that she has. Yes. They're already so beautiful and sexualized that you don't want to see that she's hitting on it. Just, I don't believe anything.
I know. I thought that Amanza looked great this season.
Like she's a
babe. Her style looked good. Her hair looked great.
You'd think that her and Christine would be friends because she's so real and has a funny, seems like a normal sense of humor, not so airheadish. These women are so, it's not easy to become a high-end realtor like that. I wouldn't think it's not all, you can't just look good. If people are spending millions of dollars on these houses, they still want someone to know what the hell's going on. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That seems crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would love to know what deal, like, are they, I'm sure somebody on the internet has done this. Like, do they actually close, they can check MLS listings. Like, are they actually repping people? Are they making sales? Like watching Davina like grovel for that lease property. It was like,
he's going to be sucking dick for that. I know.
Ugh.
Davina, I felt, and then Mary got to pop it up, Davina, or whatever she said. Mary becoming the boss was just really bizarre and seems either if it's real or fake, I can't tell. And knowing, like, we know that this guy produced The Hills, we know it's all fake. Is Christine just getting the Spencer and Heidi edit?
Yes.
Right. That's what we want.
I think if we met Christine in the street, like, would she be a generous, nice person? Maybe not, but would she be very entertaining? And like, I think she's playing a character. She knows exactly what she's doing.
Yeah.
She's doing it well. She's pissing these women off in the process.
What about the big flowers? I thought that was from Tariq, the loser Tariq. It was hilarious that Heather got the flowers and it was from Christine. I thought that was hilarious too. But I want to know, is she that nuts to be trying to bribe people to do business with her? It seems like she's too smart. She knows she would get caught doing that.
And then at the end, it seemed like
he was. Mary's so bad at acting. And then was that conversation about not wanting to have a kid would what's his face? Jason be so open sitting there out in the middle, telling everyone their deep, dark secrets about not wanting to have a kid. It seems, I guess it's a reality show. He's got to talk. Right.
Yeah. But I mean, it's like, it just really felt like you're watching people walk in and out of sets. Like there's really nothing real. They don't even show them like getting ready in the morning or like, you know, they show nothing. Like even Housewives shows you like a breakfast or like getting the kids off to school. Like they really don't do that.
Christine giving that baby a bottle. Like she's never given a bottle to a baby before. Just uncomfortable. Right. And the baby set with the out there, like those luxury picnics on the beach. I see those out here in San Diego. They must pay a fortune to have these luxury picnics. It's a nightmare. It looks cool, but in theory, out there in the sand, nightmare.
Sitting down,
it's not fun.
Like the food's either too cold or too warm. It's like been sitting out too long.
It's a cool idea, but it's too much.
Agreed.
Real fast with Heather. Heather probably shot that whole wedding. They showed a blip of it, which I love.
I missed it. I think it's hilarious. The screen.
You didn't miss anything.
It was gone. It was hilarious.
Her and Tariq and the way that they are so in love. No one is that in love. I mean, you might be for a little, but Do they never argue? It's just creepy and nuts. And then the whole thing with his ex-wife, she was married to some guy who's now with Renee Zellweger. And
yeah.
He's with Renee Zellweger. What planet is going on?
I know.
And now she's remarried. So, I mean, she does seem nuts. I hated that show. Tarek seems like he's cracked out.
I've never watched that show.
I feel like Heather is just, she hit a wall where she's like, Chriselle, and she's going to have a baby with a homeless person because their time has come. Mm-hmm. Chriselle should just go get a sperm donor. I know it's not that easy. Just have a baby then, because it's going to be hard to find somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the only part where I felt for Chriselle this season, where I was like, oh, that does suck, you know,
because that is real, I think.
Yes. Yeah. That I believed. And you could tell when she talked about it, like it was emotional because like she doesn't have the time to fuck around anymore. Right.
I know.
And that's like a hard thing to come to the realization. Like the time, the clock is
clicking. So grateful for my. What made you surprise for my pregnancy. Accidental pregnancy? What made you? Did you and Dorian say like we're trying to have a baby? How do you decide?
Yeah.
You said, let's have a baby. And he's like,
no, I think I said, like, I'm going to go off the pill and we'll just kind of see what happens.
Oh, okay. That's a normal conversation, right?
Yeah.
I'm like in porno world. Want to have a baby? I'm going to put a baby in you, Geneva.
Yeah, that's how the conversation went exactly like that. God.
And Heather never having Oreos, but they got to be vegan.
Ugh. She's too thin to me.
Oh, I feel bad. They all are
the shoulder bones. When you can see the like bone in your shoulder, that's always
Khloe Kardashian-ish. Yeah.
And like Juliana Rancic, that same kind of that bone. I don't like to see that. I like to see a shirt.
And when they're eating in Greece, Mary eats somewhat normal, I think, but Chriselle just seems it's a prop. It's just sad. I know she works out a lot and I'm sure
they look great, but
slim, but in person, I can't imagine. Right. To fit through the doggy door, maybe it's that small.
Think about like if they look thin on TV, they say TV adds 15 pounds. What do they look like? Crazy. Yeah, no, I didn't dislike the season. Like it was fine, but I did not feel the same compelled urge to like blow through it. And like, I was really entertained. Like I kind of got what it was by the third episode, which was like, we're going to prop up Christine in this new chick versus five episodes, all the rest of them. And it's going to play out. And it's just, it was kind of like old.
I thought a fascinating thing she said, rich people don't need credit. They just buy everything. And it's so true.
Yes. Yeah.
Credit is something they get to keep people free. Down. Right.
They loan it to people.
Just Jason's so sick. I want to find the right woman I trust as a mother. Who says you're good? I just hate men.
I know. They're the worst.
Especially him. And Chriselle, if she's so nice and blah, 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 so hard to believe that she doesn't have a guy. I guess it doesn't mean anything, but it's also nice to see such hot women struggle to find men so much.
Good point. Oh, it's a mess. I don't know. I just think
I feel bad for Maya.
The hills. Oh, I know. It's terrible for Maya.
Knowing that she's going through the hills pregnancy.
People were in cahoots with this show, I would feel differently.
It's all fake. There's nothing we can
between
believe.
That seeing him on the phone with the photo thing open.
Yeah.
It's just fake.
But
and we will take some setup, but I don't take fake.
Right.
That's where I draw the line. You can set up scenes. I get it. It's a show.
Christine and that girl calling each other bitch 100 million times in conversations. I did like that because Christine is
that's fun.
She's I like her. She's fun. I mean, she seems at least real. Chriselle and Mary seem so fake. Mm-hmm. And Heather is in like such another planet. I'm just not that type of girl like a Heather. So it's hard for me to relate. But I guess Heather's not that bad. It seems like she's nice to Tariq's kids. And so I don't know. Yes, to me, she seems so much like the parent trap stepmother. Like, I just don't trust her. But maybe she's not that bad. That. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. And I didn't remember Mary having a kid at 16.
Oh, you didn't? I knew that.
So that's interesting. And I feel bad for her that she's going to be forced to. She just shouldn't have another kid. Her and that husband are odd, too.
Very odd. Buying a house without telling anybody. Yeah.
And does Jason just want to be with Mary?
Yeah.
Do you feel that way? That he feels he screwed up and he would have a baby with Mary?
Maybe.
They do seem still very creepily close.
They do. And he called her baby at dinner. He's like, oh, maybe I shouldn't call you baby. Like, that just doesn't happen.
Yeah, they call each other babe all the time. It's very weird.
And they share a dog. You don't share custody of dogs. You just move on. Yeah. Maybe you can see the dog here and there, but I don't know.
It felt too fake to me. I didn't hate it, but I didn't love
it. Should be done with the show. The girls are gorgeous. They have something there with them, but they shouldn't produce it the way they do.
No, definitely not.
It's fun with the way it's shot and everything, but it does seem very scripted. You can't tell me Christine didn't always want to be an actress.
Oh, I bet.
Or Chriselle, 100%. Too. Chriselle was an actress.
Yeah, right. Soap, right?
She's such a soap opera. Right.
Yeah. She knows what she's doing.
And every season, she's going through these breakups. And last season with the This Is Me guy. And, yeah. Or This Is Us. I don't know how anyone could watch that show.
This Is Me. Oh, God. All right, guys. Guess what?
Next up is the Bling Empire, which is going to be good.
Oh, I'm excited.
Now that's something that's going to be good.
Love it. All right, friends. We love you. We'll be back.